Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What's on your mind? Really, it's what's on your mind. Let me say it again. What's on your mind? You don't call, you don't text, we don't get to know. We have to complain. It's kind of like voting. It's like voting used to be, right, Chris? Remember when voting used to, every vote counted? At least with hanging chads, we had the original ballot and we could go back to it once we get rid of that. Anyway, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Again, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. You can text me at 701-226-8503, or text Scott Hennon and ask him, why are you playing hooky today? Why did you decide at the last minute to play hooky today? Text Scott, 367-2054, and ask him, Scott, you're playing hooky. What the heck? Make it happen. Chris, how are you? Chris Larson here with me. I'm Todd Mitchell, by the way. I'm the guy that's usually like second or third wheel. Kevin's off today. Kevin was going to be off, though. I mean, Kevin filled out his form and everything, right? Okay. But I'm guessing Scott didn't. That's not filling out the form. That's calling you. That's different. I know. I'm just giving Scott a bad time. I just thought it was kind of funny that Chris hits me up yesterday. Hey, it's going to be you and me. I'm like, okay, good thing you and I are going to be there. What if we called in sick? Then, I don't know, Steve Hallstrom fills in there, Phil Parker fills in K-Fire, and yeah, who knows what would happen. Let's... Well, geez, whiz. I mean, no offense to Dustin, but, you know, if he's doing the morning show, that means we're hitting the bench, right? Hey, it worked for Case Keenum and the Vikings for a while there. It can work for us, too. So remember the whole Sharpie gate? And then it was like, remember when you couldn't say the word Wuhan on Facebook and you just might get thrown off for 30 days? Remember those old days? Wasn't that long ago. I'm just being a little facetious here. And now all of a sudden people are saying, well, you know, actually, it may very well have been that, blah, 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 blah. Not so fast in the whole Sharpie thing. The truth may very well come out. The wheels of justice grind ever so slowly. They're not going to grind any faster for this. If anything, they'll grind even more slowly because there's a big machine out there making sure they grind slowly. However, they will grind. And the truth will come out. And there may be a lot of I told you so's going on. Be ready. Is it going to flip the White House? Some say yes, some say no. I got to admit, I say no, but... I wouldn't want to have to try to run the Democratic Party 2024 election with all that hanging over. Yikes. Oh, for whatever. Now he can. But then you hear you.
Daniel, can you hear me now?
Chris hasn't said much yet anyway, so that's all right. Not trying to leave him out. It just so happens I've been dominating the conversation so far. all right. So anyway, but yeah, you can hear him now. Here's the other deal, Chris. Wikipedia, long rumored to be having dominated by the left, putting their message out there. And I remember there was I don't remember the scientist's name, but there was some bio on a scientist that somebody kept changing in Wikipedia, and his personal would go in and correct it? And then all of a sudden it gets recorrected and to incorrect information. And it didn't matter that this was the personal assistant of the scientist who was trying to get the correct information, because the scientist is like, look, I'm not going to play the you know, internet game. You figure all that stuff out. That's what I'm paying you for. Would go in and correct this guy's bio, and then somebody would go and change it right away. So, obviously, there's been some domination off of one side of the aisle on Wikipedia. Now, Charlie Kirk, who, by the way, you can hear on the iHeart app, for those of you who are listening on KFAR going, well, how do we get to listen to him? It's on the iHeart app when you want. Co-founder of Wikipedia laments, the website can no longer be trusted. Chris, I'm getting your hum again, by the way. Co-founder Larry Sanger warns it's veered well off, his words, well off its intended path. It's become propaganda for the left-leaning establishment. Wikipedia was supposed to be like an online encyclopedia. Rather than going to the book, you know, the volume 19 of your Encyclopedia Britannica, back in the old days when, you know, people would have the set of books on the shelf collecting dust, you'd be able to easily just go onto Wikipedia. And now, a lot of times, facts are, you know, where was Chuck Berry's hometown? A fact like that, that's probably not going to get twisted into something it shouldn't. But
you don't think so?
History revisionists will undoubtedly turn and twist everything they wish to into something. It's got to hit the right talking points. It's got to be the right dialogue. It's got to be the right mantra. They won't let any other mantra stand. What can we trust anymore?
I know what we can trust, Todd.
Your phone?
Yeah.
You've gone to a phone thing now, huh? Okay.
I'll at least go to a phone through till the break so we can figure things out.
So anyway, there's a couple of thought starters, but there's certainly much more. Oh, somebody, Chris, maybe you can help me out on this one. I haven't had the chance to... government won't open up CRP land because of pheasant hatching, and pheasants are not a native species of North Dakota, right?
Right.
Is that true? Is that what the problem is? With opening up CRP?
Look it up.
Well, yeah, we'll have to get on that one. I haven't had a chance. It kind of came in this morning. I was in the middle of 15 other things, and I got to admit, I didn't. Plus, it's not like I want to, you know, I might wake somebody up. It's that phone call, and I don't want to be that guy. I don't usually get up until 7:45. I don't want to be the guy to wake somebody up that didn't want to be up, because I know how that feels. The deepest sleep, the deepest part of... Mike Lindell would probably confirm this. The deepest part of your sleep is that stuff at the end, which is why you want to get a full night's sleep. Which, if you're Scott Hennin, means hours 3 through 5. If you're the rest of mankind, it's hours 6 through 8. Because we know Scott, right? I get 8 hours. It's just spread out over the day. It's never all at one time. And that's probably bad for you, too. So I don't want to be the guy to wake somebody up that didn't need to be up yet. Hey, I got a question that could wait, but can I ask it now since you're sleeping and therefore not doing anything? No. I'm not going to be that guy. So I don't know I know we've got hunters listening to What's in Your Mind who can weigh in and or... Farmers and Ranchers, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. He's Chris Larson. I'm Todd Mitchell. Chris, what is on your mind? You've had a hard time getting in here today.
On my mind today is MyPillow, because did you know Mike Lindell has brought out a new special, Todd?
A new special? Now what's the special?
Six-piece towel sets, originally $109.99, now for a limited time only, $39.99, but the best part, there's multiple colors to choose from. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the Radio Listener Specials link, enter the promo code Scott, or call 1-800-506-9028.
You know, those towels actually work, too. I mean, Scott's absolutely right when he's mentioned this. towels and stores, you know, they feel kind of neat, right? They feel sort of soft, you know, maybe, I don't know, like a gentle oil film or whatever the heck it is. I have no idea. But they don't actually absorb water, and in fact, that stuff might be what's hindering the towel from actually absorbing water. Well, why do you have a towel to dry off, right?
Right.
That's still how we use towels, right? I'm just making sure I didn't miss a memo or something like that. No. I mean, if you want something to put, you know, lotion all over you, then get something to do that. But if you want a towel to dry you off, then why not get one that actually does that? And I've got a set of Mike Lindell's towels, and oh my gosh, it is a difference. Because I thought, it's a towel. How different could it be? I got to admit, I went in being a skeptic, like, it's a towel. No, you know what? Grab a new towel, dry yourself off. Grab Mike Lindell's towel, dry yourself off. One dries you, the other one just kind of shoves the water around. I guess if you push the water onto the floor, you dried off, but you created another puddle. What good does that do? All right. Lines are open. 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Text 701-226-8503. What's on your mind?
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Larson here, and we are brought to you by, are you ready for it? PetroServe USA. Todd, are you ready to be hungry?
Oh, man. You know, if Scott and Kevin weren't at Lakes or the lake, if they're at the same one, then they'd probably be at PetroServe USA right now. Since they're not on the show, they could get an early lunch in.
Well, I have a suspicion that you never know. Kevin might find his way to the one over at Glendon. The Monday lunch specials are as follows. Beef tips and gravy or scalloped potatoes and ham at the Valley City location right off of I-94. If you're going to Harwood, sausage potato. Oh, my goodness. Doesn't that sound good, Todd? Sausage potato.
That sounds like a good North Dakota, Minnesota kind of lunch thing there.
12th Avenue, cheesy ham and potatoes. The 205 NP Avenue location, Swedish meatballs. You know, I wondered for a while what Swedish meatballs were, but I know what they are now.
Okay, what are they?
They're meatballs made from Sweden.
What?
I don't know.
So when I have them over at the Almont Lutefisk dinner, because they also serve the Swedish meatballs, those are flown in from Sweden?
Oh, no. Those are made by Norwegians.
They're Norwegian. Daniel? What happened? We're here. I'm sitting right here.
We're sitting here. Todd's in Bismarck. I'm in Mayville. Anyway, PetroServe USA.
I put another quarter in just to make sure, but, you know.
Making you fueling up to you serve what? You better.
There you go.
I tell you what. Okay.
Is that it?
So anyway, PetroServe USA, any of those locations with a great lunch. Todd, should we go to the phones?
Tom from Washburn, what is on your mind?
Hey, Todd, I got a comment about an article in today's Bismarck Tribune about how Trump is attempting to revise the incident of January 6th.
Written
by
good
three
Lord.
Reporters from the AP. Okay.
You know, I had...
Okay.
Give me just a sec. Before you hit that, I got to say this. Amy Dalrymple is on with me on the Cape Fire Cafe when she first got the gig there to be the head honcho publisher, editor, whatever the heck the title is these days, swore up and down it wasn't going to become a totally predictable left-leaning paper. Has she lived up to that hype? Or is it totally predictable and left-leaning, Tom? What do you think?
Let me tell you what would really hit me. You remember the female protester that was shot and killed? Okay, that in the article it says the woman died from a police officer's bullet fired as she tried to climb through the jagged glass of a smashed window toward the house chamber. Todd, that's a lie. I saw the first video of that. She was standing there in the crowd. The cop was crowd shooting. She was not trying to crawl through a jagged glass window. And that video was on the news networks one time the day of the incident, and then it was gone. You can't find it anymore, but that's a lie. The woman
somebody's got to have it somewhere.
Period.
Well, somebody's got to have that video somewhere. It. But, yeah, I'm with you. I'm not denying you.
And it even had the video of the cop on the other side of the glass just sticking up his pistol and firing into the crowd. It's just beyond belief that they say she was trying to crawl through this jagged glass window. These guys, Trump isn't trying to rewrite anything. If it's anything, the AP is trying to rewrite history.
Exactly.
Anyway, that's my comment. You hash it around and see what you think, all right?
Okay. Thanks for the call, Tom. Really appreciate that. I'll give the Bismarck Tribune its due. Thanks for putting the story in on our annual Fill the Buzz event with the Bismarck Public Schools Foundation and iHeartMedia, which we're in our 25th year doing that, and they actually give iHeartMedia credit on the story. We did bring the event to the table in the first place, so we should have the credit. But I'm glad they put that in there, so I'll give them credit on that one. That said, and if they're just regurgitating an AP or Washington Post or whatever other piece, then we got a whole bunch of papers that are not bothering to do their homework. No big surprise there. But I don't know, Chris.
Somebody's doing their homework.
I know, right? Go figure.
Oh my goodness!
Plus, you know the other.
That's nothing we haven't heard.
The other mantra that I've long lived by is never let the truth get in the way of a good story. Or at least we seem to see that as the mantra that gets used. Never let the truth get in the way of a good story. Isn't that kind of the way it seems to be all around us?
Yeah, I mean, it really...
Instead of talking points, you get, you know, it's like, no, you get a narrative, and then everything has to fit the narrative. So every news item has to filter through that narrative.
If it doesn't, then it
doesn't get used, or it gets changed so it does fit the narrative. We can't have where... It's got to be an event that makes the January 6th event look bad and make Trump look guilty. And I realize there were a lot of people at the rally, the Trump rally, that were mad and irate. So it's pretty easy to say, okay, now we get a bunch of mad irate people in MAGA hats and Trump t-shirts and have them go do a bunch of destruction. And guess who's going to get flamed for it? It's too easy. And yet they do it, and nobody bothers to say, well, wait a minute, are these... I'm not going to say nobody was. Obviously, you're going to get some rogue person that just might do something bad. But the average conservative rallyist is not the kind to do destruction. I'm sorry. And maybe I'm using my own narrative filter, but it just doesn't fit the profile. Heck, the average liberal demonstrator isn't necessarily a destructive one. Most of the people that are destructive are not your average people. But certainly, the average conservative is going to go out there and then move on with their day, ultimately, at the end of the rally. They're not going to go break. So we're not teenagers here. We're not in seventh or eighth grade where you spray paint walls and break windows. I'm sorry, but the average 30-something, 40-something, 50-something demonstrator is not that kind of person. Mike and Perm, what's on your mind?
Yes. You know, you talked about that woman that was shot. I know for a fact that the officer who did it was a plainclothes detective for the Capitol Police. His name is Michael Byrd. His name is Michael Byrd. He's African American. And he cannot be found.
I bet.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Thanks for the intel, Mike. Appreciate the intel. 701-258-0550. Chris, what do we got coming up at 9:30 here? 9:32.
Yeah, we're going to visit with folks from Sanford Health on a big event coming up.
All right, and Newsmax's Joe Pinion also coming up, and plenty of time for what is on your mind.
Luke's back from Red Drilling. Find him at reddrilling.com. Luke, what are you up to today?
Hey, Scott. It's kind of running all over the place. I got some stuff going on in Medina, New John's Lake. We just did a bit up there today, so things are picking up. Schedule's filling in, so if you guys need any projects done, water line, electrical, you know, anything you need bored or dug in, give us a call. We'll get you on the calendar today.
Trenchless. If folks are wondering, gosh, I might need this, you inspect the damaged pipe for free, right?
Yeah, we'd come out there and figure out a solution for you. And it's painless for the customer. People think, oh, it's going to cost an arm and a leg. And it really doesn't. In the long run, it's fairly cheap to get done.
If you're worried about pipes bursting, if you're worried about pipe lining, the inspection is sewer and water lines. And, of course, as we said, trenchless. It's the way to go. RedDrilling.com. Two D's in that. RedDrilling.com. Call Luke at 701-934-1134 right now. 934-1134 and get yourself on the schedule from reddrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
80 large wildfires are burning across nearly 1.2 million acres in the West, according to the National Interagency Fire Center. This includes 18 in Montana, 17 in Idaho, and 9 in each California and Oregon, where the largest blaze in the United States, the Bootleg Fire, is as big as Los Angeles, California. Texas lawmakers who ran away to Washington, D.C. aboard private planes stocked with beer to avoid a quorum on a law they didn't like were seen in photographs on the plane without masking up. A handful of those have now tested positive for the coronavirus, raising to 5 the number of infected persons in the delegation. A caucus official had said they all had been vaccinated. A U.S. appeals court late Saturday in a 2-1 ruling put on hold a lower court decision that said the CDC could not enforce its coronavirus cruise ship rules in Florida. The court stated the CDC exceeded its authority in adapting rules governing the resumption of cruise ship sailing. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I ain't watching TV today. Bad music can just stay away. If you ain't got anything good to say, then shut your mouth. I got my windows down and blinders on.
What's on your mind? Evidently more time. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Todd Mitchell, Chris Larson, Scott Hennon, and Kevin Flynn each off today. Kevin back tomorrow. Scott back perhaps Wednesday. Or maybe he'll decide the lake is such a neat place. He's a broadcast gear works from the lake. He could have done the show and then spent the other 24 hours goofing around, but that's all right. Chris is trying to get up with our scheduled guest because there's a little discrepancy as to what time our guest was going to be on. Maybe somebody's on mountain time over there. I have no idea. But anyway, so plenty of time for what is on your mind. If you're one of those people who texts me every once in a while and goes, when do we get to talk to Scott Dominic? Scott does dominate the show. He's got a lot to say. He's got a lot on his mind, especially on a Monday because it's like a can of pop. You shake it up, and then when you, all of a sudden, all over the place, right? And the same goes for the show on the radio. It's the same thing. Well, he's not here today. Chris and I have collectively decided we're not going to just completely dominate the show. It's your show. It's what's on your mind. It's not what's on Todd's mind. It's not what's on Chris's mind. It's what's on your mind. Todd, even the local media can report stories accurately. The constantly kept referring to one of the guns found when the Grand Forks officer shot was an AK-74. Todd, I'll wager an AK-47. No one but me seems to have caught the error. Check out Fargo news coverage of the... Well, okay. Well, that's Fargo. I can't speak for Fargo because I'm a Bismarck guy. Because I live in North Dakota, not, you know, anywhere Castleton West is actually North Dakota, right, Chris? Isn't it? The rest of it's like West Minnesota.
Sure. We'll
Chris is going, don't include me in this conversation.
Yeah, don't get me more confused than I already am.
Todd, I agree with Tom in Bismarck. I saw the same video of the female veteran being shot. She was just standing outside of a door with large glass windows. They were in one piece until the shot that killed her was fired. As usual, our government and the media are lying to us. Never known that to happen.
I was going to say, that never happens.
No! Our government lying to us? Are you kidding? No! Texas says, I believe it's all a Democrat cover-up. Dustin in Devil's Lake, what's on your mind?
Hello. How are you doing this morning?
Fantastic. How are you?
Not too bad. Looking to talk a little bit about getting this hay released, and maybe we can get the governor to sign an executive order with his almighty pen.
Boy, wouldn't that be great? We need some help, right?
We definitely need some help. We need some people to call the governor's office, and hopefully he can sign an executive order. I don't know if that would do it, but we need to do something.
Well, at least, at the very least, come out and say, you're right, we need to do something, let's get this in motion. And I'm not familiar with the process. I'm sure Scott were here, he could say, oh, I know the process, because he's been down the road a few times more than I have. But obviously we need something. We have a dry week until the end of the week we might see some precipitation. But meanwhile, it's going to be dry, it's going to be in the hundreds, at least in Bismarck. It's funny because somebody beat me to making the meme, Arizona, you're drunk, go home, with the shot of the Bismarck forecast for this week where it's going to be over 100 each day.
Yeah, that's true. We definitely need some help, and I think we should lead by state, not by federal government on this deal, because this is getting ridiculous.
Remember when the states had the power that the federal government didn't define for itself already? That used to be the way it was. By the way, it still
Correct.
Is, technically. Supposed to be anyway.
Let's get 100 people to call into the governor's office today, and let's get some action going.
I love it. I hope we hear from the governor's office sooner than later.
Thank you.
Gotta hear something. You too. Thank you so much, Dustin Devil's Lake. Tim in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. Hey, thanks for taking our calls. It's nice to be able to visit with you guys.
Hey, happy to do it. Honored to do it.
And instead of hearing Scott always give his opinion, let the people talk. That's what the show is about. But
well, hey, that's what Chris and I are trying to do for you today.
What I'm calling in regards to, this weekend we went down to Fargo for the Red River Valley Fair, and hats off to those guys. $25 got you into a concert. There was no fee to get through a gate. It was just good fun. They had three bands that night. They did Choir Riot, I believe, and Kix and Rat. And then next night they had Trace Atkins, $25. I mean, I think what the State Fair needs to do is take a little lead off of this and look at, we don't need to gouge people on all these prices to go and have some good entertainment and get people out and have a good deal, you know. But
I'm going to be able to forever crank round and round, and I'm not putting this up because the segment is over. We got time yet, Tim, but you mentioned Rad, and you can't go wrong with round and round, man.
Nope.
I'm sorry, but I'm always going to crank that song and move my head and all that stuff. I could be 90 in the corner of the old folks' home and still be doing that. And kids will be looking at me like,
already,
what? Just about. I'm close. I do qualify for a lot of senior housing now, which feels so strange, but, you know.
Tim, yeah, I do have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I did have a question for you, Tim. Going to the Red River Valley Fair this year, knowing, you know, that we are on the backside of COVID, I mean, what was the response of people? I mean, obviously a lot of people were there. Were people excited to be out and back in a larger community?
Well, you could tell they were excited. The place was packed. I mean, I may be wrong, but by looking at it, the grandstands were completely packed. The down in front of the stage was packed. I mean, they did everything right, and people weren't wearing masks. They were having fun, and it was like there was no COVID. And, you know, they had stations up if you wanted to, you know, like use sanitizer and stuff for your hands. But people were back to just having fun, and I think they kind of forgot about it. It was a good thing.
Todd, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Somebody popped in.
Well, Tim, I'm really glad you had a good time at the Red River Valley Fair, and you're absolutely right, and I think we give hats off to Cody Cashman and the entire team at Red River Valley Fair. You know, they from the start, they said this year's fair was going to be bigger and better than ever, and from all accounts, it really was.
Yeah. And I'm from Bismarck, and I'll tell you what, Bismarck leadership needs to take a note of this, and they need to do something around our area for people to get involved. I mean, it was a fun time. The only downfall that I've seen out of the whole weekend was, number one, they're short on help in all the restaurants. It was long waits. And all the hotels were completely booked because they had so much going on down there, but that's a good thing to have happen.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure the hotels are going, yeah, well, last year you could have the entire building to yourself because we had absolutely nothing going on, so... I'm sure they're thankful to have that problem. But you know what? You bring up an excellent point, Tim, with the fact that people need to be patient because, yeah, you expect to go to a restaurant or whatever and get a certain level of service, even in the stereotypical fast food drive-through thing. You still expect a certain level of service. They're so short-staffed. They're all so short-staffed right now. They're screaming for people. And the people that are there are probably getting, you know, having to wear so many hats that they're losing it. So, and it doesn't necessarily excuse that they're losing it, but at the same time, hey, maybe we need to be a little sympathetic to those guys right now, because the guys who are willing to show up and work for their paycheck are really getting hammered right now. And the place, the management of those places is scratching their heads going, geez, I don't even know what else to do. I mean, I can't just create 18-year-old bodies fast or 16-year-old bodies fast enough to have them employed, or I'd do it. If I could stamp them out tomorrow, I'd do human cloning if I could do it. But we don't have any of that yet, so.
And like I said, a smile goes a long ways. And the people that were working, they were very pleasant, and they did a nice job. So once again, hats off to them. Bismarck, let's get something going. So you guys have a good day. Thank you.
Well, you're friends with our mayor, or at least you were. Hit him up.
I still am.
He ain't talking to me anymore, but that's all right. You got a good point, but and it's, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how the state fair handles, because, you know, they need the numbers up, and I realize that, okay, if you want a good concerts cost money, or you could get a lesser list concert and keep the ticket price down. Where's the happy medium?
Right.
Because on one hand, you might get people saying, well, so-and-so, gee whiz, them again, I don't know, I've seen them a million times or whatever. Or, who is so-and-so, I've never heard of them, because they're an up-and-comer. I mean, guess what? Garth Brooks was an up-and-comer when he opened for the Judds here in Bismarck. I've heard the story from plenty of people, and my wife was even there. The up-and-comer may be somebody who's huge tomorrow, so maybe we need to say, let's take the up-and-coming concert, something's better than nothing, or be willing to say, okay, you know what, for the big superstar concert, whoever it is at the moment, I'll pay the extra. Which way would you go with that, Tim? Which would you rather see? A lower ticket price and maybe a lesser list artist, or a bigger list artist, but therefore you have to pay the ticket price?
So if you pay more for a ticket, that's okay. It's killing people going through the gate every single time, charging them $13 to $15 to get through the gate, just to go in to the state fair. Well, you know, there's a lot of people that don't go to anything but the concert. So if you buy a ticket for $65 or $85 and then you have to pay another, you have $100 into your ticket, you know. And we all know that fairs aren't like normal grand normal shows. They don't play as long at a fair as they do at a normal arena, you know, show. So
that's another great point. You're right. So it is kind of hard to charge that same arena price and then expect, you know, the same product. You're not going to get the same product. But, yeah, and maybe that is the answer. You buy the concert ticket, your fair admission is free.
Right. That's what Red River really does down there. You get in for free. If you go through, you get in and they let you in for the concert and your price for the admission into the
next time we get the estate fair people on, we're going to have to ask that question. Excellent point. Tim, man, thanks for the call. Always good to talk to you, man.
Yep. You
appreciate
too.
It. Bye. Coming up to 15 before the hour, more of What's on Your Mind on the way, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or by text at 701-226-0550.
800-800-8503.
What's on your mind?
Why are liquor taxes so high in Minnesota? The problems facing Minnesota's small businesses include higher welfare, and installed solar panels are chronically underperforming and degrading faster than expected. Find out more about this and much more at AmericanExperiment.org. July 14th, Charlie Kirk will be in Fargo at the Avalon. Stay tuned for details on how you can be part of a new grassroots organization. Go to AmericanExperiment.org and sign up for the Thinking Minnesota magazine, AmericanExperiment.org.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 or ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bach and Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
Let me introduce you to a couple of folks that can tell you more about the opportunities they have at ABC Seamless, where they are offering a $5,000 signing bonus. Scott Mullenkamp is the Chief Marketing Officer. Tell me a little bit about Scott. When somebody walks in, you determine their skill set, as you said, simple as being able to read a measuring tape and throw a hammer. That's where you start. What are you going to make at that entry-level position?
Entry-level position right now, we're close to $25 an hour.
Folks, you get the $5,000 signing bonus. You get the starting pay at $20-some bucks an hour and get into those steps. That motivates me to say, I want to make 30. I want to make 25.
Our production teams are the best in the industry. There is nobody, and I mean nobody, that can make your house go from what it is to mind-blowing in our time frame. We show up on a Monday. We're there every day until the project's done.
What I need to do today to find out more about these opportunities?
Today, my personal cell phone, so I could use that one, but 701-293-5952. That number again, 701-293-5952. You can call, or if you prefer, text.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's on your mind? Somebody say Kix?
Yeah.
Red River Valley Fair?
Baby, cross my wire.
So when I can just keep cranking all day long, blow my fuse from Kix. We put Rock 101 on the air here. I threw that in there, and I got a bunch of people looking at me like, what are you? But people were digging it. Chris Larson, if you go to one concert and one concert only the rest of your life, what would the concert be?
Leonard Skinner.
Leonard Skinner, State Fair. Hey, Fair listeners, we got your tickets. I assume Flag listeners probably have some coming from the Flag, too, maybe?
I haven't heard, but I would imagine.
Yeah, you gotta, if not, just hound them. Because I bet Scott's sitting on a few. It's just my guess. throw Scott under the bus day to day by default. 10 before the hour, Todd Mitchell, Chris Larson, and Norm in Bismarck. What's on your mind?
Hey, Don't Belittle was opening bands back in the day. I went to go see Bop and Turner Overdrive when they were just ending a tour, and Morgan, Minnesota was their last stop before they went back up to Winnipeg. And a little known band rocked the house by the name of Bob Seger.
Oh, see, I'm not belittling the problem. The comeback tends to be, well, I don't know who they are, so I don't want to pay money for the ticket. Of course, back then, actually in 69, Ramblin' Gamblin' Man, the Bob Seger system was out. But then, yeah, there was a period of several years there where Seger didn't really have a whole lot going on. So opening for BTO was probably a fantastic opportunity to present. See, that's just it. If we could get those, you get somebody who's the next big thing just about to break, opening for somebody who maybe he's already been around the block a little bit, very well established. That makes for a good pairing. So I wouldn't mind seeing that. But wow, what a concert that would be, or would have been, to see Seger. And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, wait a minute, that's the guy that was at the fair.
Yeah. Okay. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks, Norm. Appreciate the call. 701-258-0551, 800-228-0550. If I could, and there's a Paul McCartney special. Oh, what the heck network is that on? There's a Paul McCartney special that's on one of the networks that's just blowing some people away in that it's actually telling the real story unfiltered, not the glossed version of stuff. And it's not that it's negative or anything, but you're getting more real Paul McCartney comeback. And I got to admit, if we could put the Beatles in their prime back together, I got to admit, that would be mine, because they just did so much blow away, so far ahead of their time stuff. You look what in 64, 5, and 6, non-Beatles, non-British Invasion, and then you look at the Beatles stuff, and the Beatles were just like several steps ahead. Whether it's because of John, because of Paul, because of George Martin, whatever, I think it's the combination. I think it's a little bit of everybody. They get a lot of talent to go around. Ringo Starr may have been your least talented Beatle, but he was still more talented than most other acts that are out there, period. That would be mine if we could put them together. If somebody is still alive, though, I got to admit, I'd be scratching my head going, don't make me pick one. It's like telling a parent with 10 children, pick a favorite. No, you don't. Don't fall for the trap. Bad idea.
Don't fall for said trap.
Bad idea. Todd, yes.
Todd, we got a little news in over here.
Uh-oh.
North Dakota Secretary of State Al Jager has approved a petition format to recall Representative Dwight Kiefer, a Republican representative representing District 24, which is in the Valley City area. This just coming in moments ago. The number of signatures required on the petitions is 1,764. So, again, the recall has been started. The process, at least, has been started to recall Dwight Kiefer, state representative, Republican in District 24, which, again, is the Valley City area.
Okay, I have to admit, I haven't been following. What's the issue been there?
I actually, honestly, this really caught me as a surprise. I don't know. I'm going to have to do some digging here in the break, but nothing that I know of. Again, this literally just coming in minutes ago, not even 10 minutes ago, so I'm going to have to do some research and see what's up and see if we can get our news team on it, maybe.
I got to admit, there's a part of me that's been watching the whole State Representative John Thompson in Minnesota, that whole thing, because now even Governor Tim Walz is calling for him to step down, although he said he won't resign. Several abuse allegations, according to his statement. Not to mention it's been one thing after another with this guy, and all of a sudden it's gotten so bad that even Governor Walz is stepping in and going, you got to go. you're going to have to go. You really need to step down. Do it. You do it, but you need to step down. So if Governor Walz is even saying it now, it's like, where there's smoke, there's fire, that kind of thing. Hey, we're just around the corner from Joe Pinion. Just on the name alone. Saturday agenda on Newsmax. We'll be on What's in Your Mind coming up. What else we got on the way, Chris?
Yeah, we're going to talk to a couple of folks from Sanford Health about an event coming up. We're going to talk to a father of one of these individuals and the executive director of Sanford Health Bismarck Foundation.
Fantastic. But hang on for Joe Pinion. Just on name alone, I'll be on the edge of my seat for this one. I hope you will, too. More What's in Your Mind is on the way. Stand
Action
by.
Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass the background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.